Patient's last name is Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R. First name is John. Date of visit is March 12, 2025. Next paragraph. A patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in first quarter in 2005. First up, patient was deployed to Iraq in January of 2005. First up, a patient was exposed to multiple high energy detonation. Multiple high energy detonation while engaged in combat operations. So first up, during the course of the year in Iraq, a combat patient experienced two vehicle-borne IED detonation, four mortar strikes, within a close radius. So first up, and also he was experienced three roadside detonation of IED explosions. So first up, patient denies any loss of consciousness. Physical injury to the head. Denies any bleeding from the head. A patient tells me since these events, a patient have symptoms including including headaches. A patient described as migraine headaches. Patient has irritability as weekly basis. By 2010, common patient have twice a month. By 2015, the migraines were every monthly. By 2025, the migraine headaches and were bi-monthly. Next paragraph. A patient also have significant aversion, A-V-E-R-S-I-O-N, quote-unquote, an aversion towards prescriptions. So first up, a patient tells me that he uses over-the-counter medication, including Tylenol, and watches diet to combat these symptoms that he has. So first up, a patient tried to avoid caffeine, high sodium intake. Next paragraph. A patient is currently working as in Chevron. A patient is a refinery operator. Tells me that his symptoms are affecting his work. He tells me the headaches are affecting his concentration and focus at work. It is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. A patient tells me that in January of 2005, a coma patient was exposed to multiple detonation from IED explosions. However, patient denies any physical injury to the head. Denies any loss of consciousness. A patient tells me that there is no hitting of the skull. There is no injury otherwise. Opinion that these explosions were not severe, that did not cause a severe traumatic brain injury. It is my opinion that these explosions did not cause traumatic brain injuries. I suspect the patient has chronic migraine headaches disorder. Marks of the inaptitation. Next patient, last name is S-A-L-A-Z-A-R. First name is M-A-U-R-I-C-I-O. Date of visit is March 13, 2024. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury. It was in 1995. A military ship in the Persian Gulf. A patient tells me that he was working with a cook. The cook was telling him to throw out the garbage. As he was trying to throw the garbage, he tells me that a cannon went off above his head, first up, the cannon went off and fired 10 shots above, immediately above his head, first up. He tells me that the cannon firing caused him to knock him down to the ground. First up, a patient hit his head. First up, patient had complete loss of consciousness for about a minute. First up, when we he hit the head on the ground. First up, he was deaf for the next day and a half. First up, patient severe headache. First up, patient was confused and disoriented after a cannon was firing. First up, patient was not able to hear. First up, patient was confused and disoriented. First up, patient had severe headache. First up, Mr. Trevor, since the event, a common patient of significant tinnitus and ringing in the ears. First up, a patient tells me that it's from the cannon firing and a loud sound. First up, a patient also was diagnosed with PTSD. First up, patient is angry a lot. First up, the patient is angry all the time. First up, patient was also diagnosed with depression. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that it is currently next paragraph, a patient tells me that it is currently affecting his job. Go back to the paragraph above. First up, patient also the confusion, headaches with vomiting. First up, patient mood changes. First up, patient's loss of train of thoughts. First up, patient's vertigo. First up, patient sensitivity to light. First up, patient depression, anxiety. First up, patient is not able to trust people. First up, patient's been taking sertraline, 50 milligrams a day since February 2025. It is my opinion that the patient had sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient was in a military ship, in 1995. A patient tells me that he was trying to throw out some garbage. And suddenly a cannon exploded and fired 10 shots above his head. A patient was knocked down immediately. Patient fell to the ground and hit the head. Patient immediate loss of consciousness for about a minute. Patient, when he woke up, the patient was confused, disoriented, and not able to hear. Patient's deafness for about a day and a half. Since the event, patient has significant headache, tinnitus, vertigo symptoms, sensitivity to light. It is my opinion that the cannon firing caused him to have traumatic brain injury. The chronic headaches, the chronic headaches with vomiting, vertigo, tinnitus symptoms, are common symptoms for traumatic brain injury. This marks the end of dictation. Next patient. Next patient, last name is Mosueda. First name Antonio. Date of birth is May 8, 1960. Date of birth is May 8, 1960. Date of service is March 19, 2025. Stroke and shaking. Next birth history present. Known as patient is a 64-year-old male, gamma chief, complaint of shaking and stroke. First up, patient history of stroke, resulted in left hemiparesis. A patient tells me that he had a right MCA stroke in 2019, resulted in left hemiparesis. A patient tells me that he was taking aspirin for a while, and then it was discontinued. It is not clear to me or to the patient why it was continued. Patient was not seeing a neurologist. Patient, however, had been shaking of the hands recently for the last 1 year. The shaking is on both arms. Next paragraph, neurological examination, a mental state examination. Patient is awake and alert to follow commands appropriately. Next paragraph, facial expression, cranial nerve examination. Patient has a masked face. Patient's decrease in facial expression. Extraocular motor intact. Next paragraph, motor examination. motor examination, the patient, my left hemiparesis, the first of the left arm and left leg strength is 4+ out of 5 first up, but the right arm and right leg strength are 5-5 first up. A patient has of tremors, the first of patient's action tremors in both hands, the first up a patient has action tremors, the first up, but there's no significant resting tremors, the first up. Next week, sensory examination intact to all light touch. And next from a gait examination, patient has hemiparetic gait. First, next from impression, history of stroke, Hakama right MCA stroke, Hakama December 20th, 2019. First up, patient has a right hand MCA distribution stroke with resulted in left hemiparesis. First up, proper in his medical records, a couple of patients not taking aspirin or Plavix. First up, a patient says he took aspirin for a while and there was discontinued. First up, a patient had not been seeing neurologist. First up, I recommend patient to start taking Plavix, 75 milligrams one pill per day. Impression number two, Parkinsonism. First up, patient of shaking, come up bradykinesia. First up, I believe that these are side effects from the lithium and the topical that he's taking. First off, patient has been taking these medication with a psychiatrist. First off, I suspect he's taking these medication for depression. First off, I recommend patient to talk to a psychiatrist to come with a change to some other medication to prevent the side effects of tremors. Next, for a recommendation, explain to the patient of the above diagnosis. Next, over, explain to them the brain MRI that was done. Tumor shows that he has chronic infarct in the right posterior basal ganglia. First off, recommendation that he needs to take a Plavix, 75 milligrams, 1 pill QD every day. First off, next number. Also recommend patient to talk to his psychiatrist to see if he can do some medication adjustment specifically to the lithium and the topical to see that would minimize his Parkinsonism, tremors, full stop. But next to paragraph, this marks dictation of the patient in a month, full stop. This marks the end of the patient.